Every step of the way, God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient and His Spirit is leading you.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. He's worthy. He's worthy of your glory, yes, He is. He's worthy of your glory, yes, He is. And we magnify your name, we magnify your name. Oh, we magnify your name, your name, your name. Your name, your name, your name, your name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. Father, we say, there is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. Father, we bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we release the anointing. We release the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we declare and decree that the blood, our glory, still has power. The blood has power. Woo, to cleanse, to wipe away, woo, to restore back to the original state. Hallelujah. Father, I declare and decree that this 12th day of March, 71st day of the year, will be a season of prophetic time of divine wisdom, leadership, spiritual awakening, and stepping into the fullness of God's calling for your life. The 71st day and the 12th day of March hold a deep biblical and prophetic meaning, representing divine order, spiritual insight, and the activation of kingdom assignments through God's anointed grace. Listen, we are in 2025. Now listen, the Lord gave me a word before January 1st. He said 2025 will be the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16. When God declares that Saul has been fired and a man after my own heart, a small, ruddy, good-looking, red-headed young Hebrew boy taking care of his father's sheep shall be king. And he said in verse 12 and 13, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12 and 13, it says, and he sent for David and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, which was small and puny, and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. So he was handsome. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. I'm here to declare over your life that, ha, glory, arise, stand up in your spirit. Come up to the top of the mountain with God. for he's anointing you with his divine grace for this assignment. You are the one. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, the family and community. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. God's divine grace, God's divine empowerment came upon his life. Why? Because of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. You are the called. Come on now. Point to yourself and say, I'm the called. I'm the called. Come on now. Someone type it. I receive it. It is so. See, if you receive your calling and your assignment today, God's going to empower you with his power that can never run dry. The number 71. Well, first of all, let me just welcome everyone. Welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Now, when you get this understanding, Get this. That first of all, oh yeah, I'm about to blow it. That he's called you to abound. Okay, he's called you to abound. He's called you to abound. I'm going to say it again. He's called you to abound. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, Romans chapter 5. Now, and when we, according to his calendar year 5785, he said that this would be your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now, Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says, moreover, the law entered that the sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. See, I can't make this stuff up. You are in a season of God's high glory. Woo, my God, that he's calling you and he's giving you his empowerment. See, God's grace is his concentrated essence of who he is on your life. Oh, my God, that's just the easiest way to say it. The number 71 represents wisdom, leadership, and divine counsel. Let's go here. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. Okay, so the number 71 represents wisdom, leadership, and divine counsel. In Numbers chapter 11, the Lord said to Moses, bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent that they may stand there with you. God instructed Moses to choose 70, making a total of 71 representing the wise counsel and divine authority and governance of Israel. This is the season where God is calling his people into leadership roles, giving them divine wisdom to lead and guide others effectively. The number 71 is a time of spiritual awakening and divine strategy. Psalm 71 says, in you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Woo, my God. The number 71, it will be a time of fulfillment and new authority. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was going to go. Oh, my God. There is just so much in it. 71 is a mark of the release of supernatural wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously to all without finding fault and will give it to you. It will be given to you. That's right, Brother Doug. The number 71 is a mark of apostolic commissioning. The apostolic, the fivefold, okay? He called the fivefold ministry, which represents the grace of God. Yeah, I see. Okay, there's my hand. Okay. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher represent the fivefold, the apostolic leadership council of the kingdom, okay? Luke chapter 10, verse 17, it says, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. The number 71 signifies apostolic commissioning, authority, and walking in his supernatural power. Oh, my God. Woo. The number 3 and the number 12. We're in the third month, the 12th day. The 12 represents governmental authority, divine order, kingdom leadership. 3 represents obedience. It also represents divine completeness, like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Let me just... Ooh, come on now. Well, you got to get this right here. See, so when you understand that you've been anointed with God's divine grace, he's going to give you his power to do the things that you thought about or you had a vision about or you dreamed about, and he's going to cause them to come to pass now, and it'll be his power, which means you ain't going to wear out. You ain't going to faint. You ain't going to pass out because God will give you his power to work with. Now, listen. We got to get this in here because what you got to understand is you walking in your calling is connected to you sowing your seed. He says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your what? Soul prospers. When you get the word, and when you get that connected to God's divine grace on your life, now you are activating God's power source in you. And then on you, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. There can't be a harvest without first sowing seed. Woo, my God. Now, listen, there are two ways to sow seed in this ministry. You can sow it by the PayPal, by using the little smartphone and scanning the little QR code right there. It'll take you to our PayPal, Restored MININTL, or you can use the Zelle banking app and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail, RestoredMININTL@gmail.com. Now, the second way that you can sow in the ministry is by sowing what's called a teruma. Okay, that's when you put it directly into the hand of the priest or prophet over the ministry, that you receive a prophet's reward. I'm going to teach you about that tomorrow, the prophet's reward. That's in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it's called the teruma, Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, first fruit of all things, of every oblation, that word oblation is the Hebrew word teruma, of all. Every sort of teruma shall be the priest, and you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. Now, the second way to do this is on the right side of the screen. You've got my PayPal, Pastor Michael D. Bryan at Gmail, or my Zelle, michael@rtuproductions.com, or my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBryan. Now, when you put it into my hand, I'm going to open my mouth and speak the blessing over that seed and over you, over your life, and over everything that God is doing with you. Let's sow the seed now. Get your 2025 Anointed Divine Grace seed. Now, I've been telling you for the past few days that we need 2 seeds of the $2,025 for some new equipment and things that we're doing, and a lot of things that are start happening next week. And we need the help of the seed to help the harvest of what's going to take this ministry and take this broadcast and the hour of power to another level. Okay. You can do the 2025, the 225, or like I said, I need at least 2 people to do the $2,025. Amen. Now, listen, Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. That's right, Brother Doug. This ministry is daily, always continually praying over those that follow Sow Seed and watch and participate in this ministry. Father, I declare and decree this prophetic word that I am releasing divine wisdom and supernatural strategy over my people. I am establishing new leaders and commissioning my chosen ones for kingdom assignments. This is the season of expansion where my order will be established, my power will be revealed, and the 71st day marks a prophetic shift. Those who have sought my presence will now receive divine instructions. I am sending you out, anointing you with fresh oil, and putting you in a position for greater works. Walk in my grace and authority, for I am with you, saith the Lord. Sow your seed, sow your teruma. Like I said, we need to raise up at least $4,000 for some things that we're trying to get done to accomplish starting next week. Listen, get your seed ready, sow it in. You are blessed, you're highly favored, and listen, nothing can stop you because you're more than an overcomer. Be blessed.